248-539-9797. We were just talking in the break that, you know, people had some really good captains. You know, obviously, you know, Iserman, Bobby Clark from my childhood.
The serious ones.
But, you know, Captain Lou Albano was a great one. Captain Morgan was class. And we were talking about Captain Crunch, which is a great call by that caller. So I just asked Sean, are you Captain Crunch? Are you a Crunchberry guy or a non-Crunchberry guy?
Yeah, not a big cereal guy.
And which surprised me. I love Captain Crunch, but I'm not a Crunchberry guy per se.
Yeah.
So I was just mentioning that my wife bought a great new cereal. It's probably not even new. It's not even probably close to new, but peanut butter and chocolate Cheerios.
That sounds terrific.
Oh,
it really does. I'm a huge.
I had a big bowl Reese's of that and a bagel for my lunch yesterday.
So how does the ratio serve itself in regards to the combination of chocolate and because peanut butter can be overbearing on the chocolate? Do you get a good mix?
I think you get a very good mix. I like it. And, you know, you put your milk in your cereal and it's...
Here's the better question then. When the cereal's gone, how good is the milk?
The milk is great. And my wife, my kids, they hate. They hate on
your
me.
Your wife is your parents.
Well,
she takes
a lot
care
of people,
you.
Well, whatever. My wife and my mother, they...
It's very similar.
In certain ways, they are, yes. And my wife hates when I bring that up. However, everybody, my kids especially, I usually put a little too much milk in the cereal.
Oh, you can have, that's in an impossibility.
Okay. So when I'm done with it, I'll take the bowl and I'll slurp it.
That's why I asked after the chocolate and peanut butter Cheerios, how good is the milk?
It's great. But I get, you know, yelled at for like, oh, that's gross. Wait, you know, sometimes I'll do the same thing with soup every once in a while. You know, you think.
Sure.
Yeah.
The spoon
is just
limiting.
Thank you.
If you want to,
it's probably your slurping sound, Stoney.
Well, but
he does that when he chews it. So it's right. How is it any different?
Right, but it's
because everyone drinks the milk afterward.
You would think they did.
Yeah, it seems normal to me.
And don't people do the soup thing too, or no?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
All right, good. All right, I'm not as odd as in this situation.
I would call the other individuals odd.
Yes,
that are accusing you of oddity.
My daughters and my wife. The three women in my life, they're the odd ones in this one.
Yes.
But I'm sure if they're listening, they got a nice little chuckle out of the chewing sounds.
Yes, chewing and slurping.
I have to go basically into another room to eat.
Hey, let's have a family meal. Where's Dad? He's three rooms over.
Yeah.
John, have you ever seen this on full display? Stoney eating?
Oh, yeah. He's been to the tailgate, yeah.
But I mean, but you're outside, like, and some of the sound gets lost.
We have had, you know, dinner together.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been annoyed by him eating? I guess that's the easy way around.
No, trust me. I mean, come on.
There's nothing like it.
He's been around offensive linemen his whole life.
Yeah. I told you the story the one time at the old, way back in the day, right?
No.
So he would come, I would be in one cubicle because we had to do way more prep at work back in the day. You didn't have what you had at home. You didn't have the online capabilities.
Plus in the afternoons, you didn't need to do as much stuff before you got to the office.
Right.
Because
you get to the office.
O'clock.
Yeah.
So
at 3.
I get there, then he'd come in and he'd usually pick up lunch from somewhere. And then he'd sit in the other cubicle over from me because we kind of both just wanted to work separately before we brought things together, kind of like Doug and King do.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sitting in this other cubicle and I could hear him chewing. Gosh, you're awful. The inside bits. I could hear Stoney chewing.
At least they're in the same building.
Like loudly. From like 10 to 15 feet away with a wall in between us, like at least a half to the ceiling wall.
Wow.
And I had to get up and go into the main studio to do my prep because I was so annoyed by it.
I did not know that his family
had a problem with this at that time. Now, the girls were so young that they, I don't know,
right.
Dad, the first thing, at least they didn't learn from you. That.
No.
Product of your environment thing?
No.
Yeah. A lot of first dates.
And as I've gotten older, and as you get older and your hearing, you know, loses a little bit, you don't even hear you.
You don't even know
it.
I'm
sitting there, you know, chomping
on
a
few pass gas.
What? Say that again?
Like I've been around some elderly where they would pass gas and they would think that nobody could hear it because they couldn't.
Yeah. Oh, no,
I've been around people like that, too.
No, I pass gas, but I know it.
Okay.
And I'm damn proud of it, too. But like with like pretzels and things like that. You know, they'll look at me, oh, it's so loud. It's a pretzel. It's supposed to make noise.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a hard
pretzel. This is when he's, you know, like with a... That's exactly what it sounds like, isn't it?
Yes. And did you ever...
Is Cindy listening right now?
And did you ever tell me about it? No. They just keep to themselves. You know, it's like
it's all ammunition. Right, I mean, it always has been. Like the time when I was told that he was never the 99 cents for soup, but, or the onion rings.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right, bookmark that one and pull it out when you need it.
Yeah. Well, it's like the whole bagel foot thing. I had no idea.
Oh, that you roamed around? Like people picked up on the fact that you would roam around the building looking for bagels?
Well, I'd walk around and people, I wasn't looking per se, but if they were there, I would take it.
So pre-COVID, way more food in the building. Everybody's here and stuff. And I think Fridays have become Bagel Friday pretty much for the sales department. And they'd always like, they're cool. Come on over and get some.
Right.
And but man, on the prowl. And so Jamie and...
Lori,
our promotions director, they get credit for this. They made it a bit of just taking pictures from afar of Stoney looking for the bagels on Friday in the breaks. And so they finally brought me into the picture, and so then he literally looked like Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. And I came up with Bagelfoot.
Mm-hmm. Prowling for bagels.
Yeah. Nothing better than a bagel on a Friday, but I've been good.
Yeah. Well, the opportunity hasn't been there.
Well,
good would you be if you walked out and you had warm bagels on Friday morning?
I've turned down some stuff. The only ones I haven't turned down is usually Punchkies.
Yeah. Well, that's an impossibility.
Right. I mean, we've had donuts here, and I've passed on them.
Yeah, donuts. I love a good jelly donut, which is probably why I love Punchkies so much. But I could pass on a jelly donut.
Yeah. I'm more of like the Boston cream.
Or right, yeah, lemon meringue. Oh, we've gone over this. Yeah. The pies and donuts. Yeah. Bleh.
So of all the little Stoney-isms, John, you've been here now, almost 2.5 years?
Yeah,
What's the most fascinating Stoney-ism?
You know what? When I first started, let me see if I can find
Heather's, what's yours?
I put together a little list.
I'm thinking.
I can't pick. There's so many.
I shouldn't say I like. I always picture whenever I think of it, like the breathing after a certain question. Sometimes when he asks during an interview, there's definitely like a
Jim Price
kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And
when
then like
excited,
when you can't wait to get in.
Yeah.
He's like
That's a good one.
Welcome to the Stoney Roast today on March 21st.
I had a list of things that I was writing down in my first year. So these are not necessarily some of the things he does, but some of the intricacies of one Michael Stephen Stone is the one-day contract to retire, how much that annoys you.
Oh, yeah.
The initials for the first name.
Did you do that, by the way?
No, I didn't. No.
See, I knew I liked you. You could have very easily gone to Washington and done that, and you didn't. No. I am so proud of you. I'm glad you're my friend.
Let's see. The final timeout when the game is out of reach. Coach Gay and the Aardvark. You hate NASA. The NBA lottery fix with Patrick Ewing. Obviously, the app. The whole, and I can't believe we didn't bring this up with Pistol Pete, the fact that LSU is a basketball school. I remember distinctly you talking about when we were talking about, you know, football and everything, that LSU is a basketball
school.
When
I was a
Pistol Pete, Shaq, that whole deal.
Mm-hmm. Chris Jackson.
Let's see here. Some of these were abbreviated. The stat of the day, that you absolutely love that one.
Mm-hmm. I've been emasculated, by the way, by that.
This was one stat. The 2021 Elite Eight without a team from the original 13 colonies.
I came up with that. And that sounds like something Greg would do.
No, that was
wow.
This is like the list, the Gators list.
Wow. I cannot believe you have a list. This is amazing.
Come on, what about the classics, though? Like, not looking you in the eye.
Oh, we've experienced this one, and I'm kind of with you on this one, the multiple language on a great moment in sports.
Yes.
And we've had that the last couple of days. Han Solo as Hans Olo. The Invincible. Did you see the Invincible?
Yes.
Okay, so that I can take that one
off
here.
Yes, I finally saw it.
Rudy, no. Your disdain for Rudy.
The Invincible one, because, again, just to refresh, people don't listen all the time. Stoney had a problem watching Invincible because he didn't think it would be exactly true, and he has a problem with sports movies that sometimes aren't, like, exactly true. So now we make fun of it, and we say, well, what if they called it a 3rd and 7 and it was actually 3rd and 8 and he would call it out or something? That's not right. No.
The thing with Invincible, and I finally did see it, and it was an awful movie. It had nothing to do with the factual stuff.
It was awful.
It was a kid's movie, basically, is what it was. So it was fine for kids.
That's pretty much what it was made for.
Okay, well, then it filled its purpose.
All right.
But they just completely missed major elements of the story. That, to me, is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's called Feeding the Beast.
You don't have to be exact. But when you pretend that the guy came off the street to play in the NFL when he actually played in a professional league before that, the World Football League, it's like, okay.
Well, the movies, it can't be the exact real time. It's got to be, some stuff's got to be edited out.
You could just mention it, you know? That's all.
We're going to break away from this movie to just mention a fact, make sure you understand that. We're back to Hollywood. Shirtless guys at sporting events.
Oh, that they're all white?
that annoys you. And then, obviously, counting media in attendance at games.
I really do that.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then obviously the most obvious ones is when you say something and then you go, however.
That's a newie, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't think he did this before. No. I think you had some other crutch that you've tried to eliminate and you replaced it with however.
With however, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Or, yeah, there's just something about a guy. Just something about him.
Well, Gator has a something about a guy list, too. I think we all do.
It's just that was, and it's funny that you mentioned that because I had started to put this together the very first year, and I thought it would be a fun bit to do of all the things being new to the show of Stoney's conundrums that he comes up with and the oddities of working with one Michael Stephen Stone. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. 248-539-9797.